Our guest is not in the studio now, and there's a reason for that. What's happening, Ruth?
So before she comes in, she needs to clear all the bad energy out of the room.
Clear the bad energy.
Where are we going?
Yes, yeah, we're still here.
Where are we going?
Yeah, seriously. We are the bad energy.
I don't think it helps. I scared the crap out of her 15 minutes ago.
Yeah, way to go,
what
Phil.
Happened?
She's out in the kitchen. I go out to get a cup of coffee, and I see her sitting there. Her back's to me as I'm coming out, so I just go, good morning. And she goes, ah! Her dog, she's got a little dog with her, sweet little dog.
Right.
And she jumped, and I was like, oh, no. Scared the crap out of our guest.
May want to trim that beard, Phil.
All right, she's the Mystic.
I guess. Yeah, it's
from
time.
Mystic.
Mystic.
And let's bring her in now.
Okay.
She's going to
bless
clear the negative energy. Come
right,
on in.
Right.
Hi.
Hello.
It's Yvonne Masters.
Hello. Okay.
Welcome.
Hey.
Hey.
Where would you like me to sit?
Right in that chair.
Right here. Where can I put Zoe? Can I put her here?
Zoe.
I just saw a head sticking out. Okay.
Zoe.
Yes, your guy did scare the crap out of me.
I thought it was a purse.
I'm so
sorry.
Well,
it is. It's Zoe, welcome. So I'm also live on my Instagram.
Okay, good. Oh, okay. Right. Everybody's
love
live
that.
Here.
Yeah, everyone's live.
What is that?
This is Palo Santo.
Okay. Palo Santo. Why don't you have a seat?
Okay.
We'll get you in front of the microphone.
Palo Santo, mira.
Yeah.
Mira, Palo Santo. Okay.
We're going to find out if something that AJ bought at the Durham Fair.
Are you AJ?
Yes.
Okay.
Ruined his life.
Okay.
Right.
Ooh.
Right.
Ooh, it's in stereo.
Right.
Cool. Yeah,
nice and close
serious
to the mic.
Oh, I like that. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
This way you want to hear every word you say.
Awesome. Love it.
You're very attractive for a mystic. Not that I'm saying that mystics are supposed to look one way or another, but
I don't know. What does a mystic mean?
I don't know.
And you're Chaz, right?
Yes.
I'm mystical. I'm actually a business owner and a Reiki healer.
Okay.
See, I pictured Sean Connery.
I've heard of Reiki.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What do you think it is?
Yeah, I don't know.
Reiki.
Okay.
Phil, go ahead. Turn that down.
So I brought in the Palo. So Palo Santo means holy wood. So they're trees that are harvested in the Amazon. They're already dead.
Okay.
They're not like killing trees. So unlike sage, which clears out everything, good, bad, happy, sad,
right,
and is antimicrobial, will clear out everything. Palo Santo just gets rid of anything negative.
I'm not going to remember any of this.
And brings it. I will message you, Chaz. It's fine.
Thank you.
It sounds like a town in California. Went to Palo Santo.
Palo Santo, yeah,
I
means
get
Hollywood.
To AJ's thing. You see this?
AJ's issues.
Look,
it brought you some presents.
Okay, before we do that,
yes.
I have questions. We want answers.
Go for it.
Right,
okay.
Right.
I'm here for
all
you.
Right. You see that stone around AJ's neck?
Yeah, you haven't cleansed that, have you?
I didn't realize.
She could tell immediately.
I already know.
I didn't realize you needed cleansing.
Okay.
I just thought you bought it.
What is that stone?
No, babe. No, 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 no. So
what is that stone?
It could be. Can I see it?
Yes.
Come here.
Sure.
I'm afraid to even touch it.
I think
it.
This thing has ruined
afraid
his life.
To touch it.
I don't even want to touch it.
She's afraid to touch it.
It actually. Okay.
Touch it.
So think about this for a minute. You go to bed every night to go to sleep to recharge, right?
Yes.
Because your body has energy centers. You know what acupuncture is?
I've heard of it, yes.
Okay. So all the needles that they're doing,
uh-huh,
those are energy centers in your body.
Okay.
So you need to go to bed at night to recharge,
right,
correct?
Right.
So crystals, to put this in perspective, have one energy center, and you're walking around wearing this crystal absorbing toxic energy. You're absorbing everything, so you don't have
where
to.
Where was a lot of toxic
so
energy?
So think about that.
He gets it from
and just
Facebook,
being out and about.
From this room.
Yep.
Siri,
this
the GPS.
Fail. Siri.
AJ, being out and about.
Hold it. When? So this toxic energy, it's collecting in there?
Absolutely. So think about
it. So it makes his life. Like,
well,
it's like bad luck.
A little. I brought some things because apparently we got, you know.
But do you think that this could be responsible for
100%,
some
100%.
100%.
And you don't even know I was 100%. About to ask. And you know I was about to ask. That's pretty cool.
That's
I'm pretty intuitive. Yeah.
Okay.
So you're, think about a ball of energy.
So all the bad things that have happened to AJ. When did you get
it's
this?
It's like you're walking around with a crystal of toxic juju.
Okay. Classic juju.
You're full of toxic juju.
Well, you're not. No.
That sounds like a drink you have at the end of the night, and then you don't remember anything else.
Let me have a toxic juju.
So let me ask you something. If he's carrying like a nuclear nugget around his neck.
However you want to call it, Chaz. Whatever you want to call it.
No, but if he took the nuclear nugget off, he would still have radiation and get cancer. Does he need to do something to himself?
That's a little extreme,
So now, if he takes that off, is he completely fine?
I must be bathed.
Or does he need to be dipped in something?
Well, that sounds like a personal thing. I don't know, but you got So
I think Chaz is worried it's in the room with him now.
AJ.
Yeah. No,
AJ.
But like, you take that thing off.
AJ.
Let's just say.
Go ahead.
All right. If you take that off right now.
Yes.
If he takes it off.
Is it done?
If he throws it out.
No.
He
no,
still
no, no,
has
no, no.
it on him, right? It's like the funk. He's got to be like cleansed
like
or
funk,
something.
Yes.
Take that bad boy off, AJ.
Necklace,
do you
right?
trust me? I'm telling you. And this is a piece of selenite, okay? Selenite also blocks electromagnetic frequencies, which you guys have all over this place.
Okay. before we fix it,
yeah.
let's establish that there may be something to this.
Great.
What year did you buy that?
I bought this 6 years ago at the Durham Fair.
Oh,
six
geez,
years.
Louise.
And the funny thing
Phil,
is...
we need
oh
your amazing
okay.
memory now
okay.
to start going over some of the things that have happened in the last 6 years.
Well, there's
20,
been at least two hernia that, surgeries.
That'd be
there's been the intestinal blockage. His belly button fell off.
What the...
Well, no, yeah, I haven't been.
Am I wrong
I'm
so far?
Sorry.
No, so far so good.
Yeah,
good,
so
good,
far
good,
so
good.
Okay.
Yep.
I think you had a tooth that had to get yanked out.
What the hell?
Well, that happens to people.
Don't make him
cry. Yeah, but AJ, how many teeth did you have yanked out of your head before this?
A couple beforehand.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So maybe don't count that one.
Well,
what
on
does
six
that
years,
have to do
right.
with
two hernia surgeries or more?
No, there's been four.
All right, four.
Goodness. Yeah.
There was the whole thing with the driveway. You got out of your truck and like rolled your ankle or something.
Right.
Your back is messed up.
That could be energy also. We'll
yeah.
get into that.
Right.
Okay.
Right. It's funny because when I bought this, the second I bought it, I turned around and some lady ran over my toes with her
okay.
with her double stroller and two fat kids in it.
I'm going to raise
I mean,
my
that
hand.
Was an immediate.
AJ. Time out. AJ.
I went and flopped.
What the Foxwoods is going on?
My,
AJ. AJ.
Yes.
Do you know how many other people had their hands on that crystal is my point. And then you bought it with everyone else's stuff.
Yeah, everybody else's.
Pretty
you
much.
Have, just, you have fair people stuff I've, on you.
Yeah, I've, literally.
It's like Carney stuff.
This is a right. thing. I didn't just pull
that's
this out of my
teeth
ass.
Teeth started falling off.
This is a thing.
Your teeth.
Right.
AJ,
your back.
My back.
Put it on.
You look like you shrank.
I did.
People.
Diverticulitis.
Like pick on
we forgot
AJ
diverticulitis. Last 6 years, absolutely.
No.
That, COVID.
So
no, the COVID, yes. The diverticulitis was pre.
Can we?
Was pre necklace because that was my dad was still alive. He was alive 7 years ago.
AJ. Usa, come here.
Wait,
put your
when
crystal.
Did your dad die?
My dad died in 2017.
Sorry, sweetheart.
And when did you get this?
2018.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so we're not saying that it had that much
right.
power.
Right,
no.
Right.
No, we're saying, but you're bad luck.
But energy is
yeah,
a
well,
thing, AJ.
He's
before.
Saying diverticulitis shouldn't count.
Shouldn't
because it happened
right.
before the necklace.
Right, it was pre-necklace.
Can
okay.
you put it on? This is selenite. Can I explain what this does?
Yeah, sure.
Do we
want
to fix it yet, or do we
well,
want to make
no,
more of a case?
Being, that's not nice, Chaz. That's
okay.
not nice.
All right.
AJ,
yes.
seriously.
Okay.
Oh, your epididymitis.
Oh, my God. Is that Paul? That's not nice.
You know, you don't want to buy it.
I own a holistic store.
Did you break
Mystic.
Your toe in L.A.?
Yes, I did.
This is like bust on AJ Day.
That's
not
every
nice.
Day.
You know what we're doing?
That's every day.
Yvonne, we're just going over, like, since he got this thing.
That's a long time.
Been,
a lot's happened.
Of course.
We're making a case for what you're saying.
Oh, there
okay.
was the gas
you know?
Pump. The gas pump
oh my God,
broke, and he's got sprayed gasoline.
You guys should just write a book.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, I got soaked, man.
Right.
Yep.
There's
tales,
a lot,
tales
AJ.
Of AJ.
Gas pump broke, and I got soaked with gasoline.
AJ.
Yeah, what?
Do you trust me?
So far, yeah.
Okay, so I own a holistic store. Okay. I've been working with crystals since in my early 20s. I called them rocks. I didn't really
How
know
old
what.
Do you know?
I just turned 47.
Wow.
On, and I meant to say thank you for your compliment. I just get funny sometimes, but... Okay,
like
so...
funny, haha, funny strange.
No, not funny. No, I'm very comfortable
cool.
in here. The energy is actually really good. I like
no,
it.
No, I'm
like
happily married, but I just...
No,
you know,
I appreciate you,
yes.
Chaz. I do, and
okay.
I don't take that any other way
Great,
than,
thank you.
Than that. So, and Zoe's pretty chill. This is my chihuahua. She's chill, so I know the energy
like
good
a chihuahua.
In here.
Great.
So, AJ,
yes.
crystals all have energy, correct?
Okay.
And I sage my store constantly. Like I said, it's antimicrobial.
Hold on, can we vote first? Do we want this to change? Because it brings us a lot of material. Having that bad
well,
nugget around his neck.
Actually,
what if the next look at asteroid hits me?
AJ.
Hi.
You, even when you're out and about, everyone's, when you are who you surround yourself with, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Look
so,
at me.
Well, in general, every day, you know, out and about.
Yes.
So your crystal is absorbing all that stuff. And however long it's been, that's a long time. Chris, and you can you imagine not sleeping and being up all the time? You would have a mental breakdown.
That's usually
right.
He doesn't sleep.
I don't sleep.
He's had the sleeping problem since he got that.
Do you wear that to bed?
No, I take it off.
Jeez. Okay.
You do.
Well, you need this. Well, that's
I take it off
good.
When I go to bed. Yes.
AJ.
Like, yeah. What?
Selenite.
Hi.
It blocks electromagnetic frequencies.
Okay.
It cleanses crystals. It vibrates at such a high frequency that
how
it charges
itself. How
often
does he have to do that?
He should take that. I'm trying to watch. Be mindful of my language. You should take that bad boy off every night.
I do.
And put it on but put it on a piece of selenite to cleanse it.
Yes. How often does he have to get new whatever that is?
Selenite recharges itself, so it's fine. Just don't get it wet because it'll dissolve.
Don't get it wet. Don't get it wet.
And having it's salt based. But
it's like having a gremlin in your house.
It's how a gremlin. No, it's not a gremlin. I actually have a piece over my door of my store to block wonky people from coming in.
No salespeople show up.
No, I've been in business for myself for 10 years now.
Smooth.
And I keep the vibe very high. And my store can also be very triggering because as a healer, people come in and your body wants to purge whatever you're holding on to.
Yeah.
Some people have to leave and get triggered, and I don't take that personal. Other
After
people
After I eat
come
a whole
in,
pizza, I have to purge everything.
I purged earlier today.
I have big purges.
Yes, especially if you had ice cream after.
It's also fun in my store. I mean, spiritual gangster.
That's
I mean, how
cool,
serious
yeah. That is very cool.
It's a very cool shirt.
That's very cool.
You're the absolute right person for this job.
Thank you.
But it is interesting that everything happened after you put that around your neck.
Well, like, it makes
it went,
sense.
Well, bing, bang, boom.
Well,
all right,
Chaz,
she's going to clean
who
it
else,
now.
Who else is touching it? Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So this will actually make it lighter. Think of energy is very heavy. Think about when you're stressed out and you get weighed down. That's energy.
Oh, yeah.
Emotions.
Shrinking.
Right? Emotions. Energy in motion.
Right.
And when you're not letting go of stuff, holding you down, that stuff will manifest in the physical also. That's a lot of back pain, that's physical pain, that's cancer, disease, sickness.
Yeah, so the stone is resting on this
selenite, which also blocks EMF. So I have a piece in my truck too. Because
so this is like Superman around kryptonite right now.
Yeah,
so we're
it's
taking
been
the bad
that.
Thing and just going kapooey.
Pretty right. much keeping a piece on you.
How do you know when it's done? Does it ding?
You well, that's a lot of years. AJ, it's
There's
intuition.
A timer.
It's your it's intuition. Use your intuition when you feel. I mean, this probably could sit here for a good hour, honestly, with
right.
all this. Shit that you've been
all the
absorbing.
Stuff, all the poo-poo. Yeah.
All the stuff.
All the stuff. Energy yeah, is right. a thing. When yes. you walk into a room, you can... Like, I walked in here. It was very comfortable, very chill. I would know if I was feeling like, oh my gosh, this is going to be uncomfortable.
You're like going to right. the boss's office, yeah.
I was just petting Zoe.
Yes. That metaphor?
No, it's not a metaphor. We have... Yvonne Masters, the mystic from Mystic
yes.
in the studio.
Reiki Healer,
what's this now?
Reiki Healer, business owner.
Oh,
Reiki Healer.
Reiki Healer, energy healer, business owner.
Business yes. owner.
Right.
All right, so we took AJ Stone that has like basically been ruining his life for like the last six
yeah.
years. And it's being cleaned right now.
Yeah, we're going to give it back because it's going to feel
lighter. Do you think
lighter.
That's done?
Intuitively, I do.
Yeah?
Selenite's pretty powerful. Yeah.
Should we wash and repeat? Sorry.
Put it on. It's going to feel lighter.
So he's got his own stone now. He can put this on it.
Yeah.
Every
it's going to, it's, yep. I gave him the biggest one. I gave you guys the smaller ones because he was more of a hot mess. Sorry.
Thank you.
Go.
Hey.
With all due respect.
Most of the word hot was in there.
Yeah.
Hot mess.
Still like here.
No, I like his hair. He's got good hair.
Cool.
I like his hair. So it's going to feel lighter. Think about you when you sleep and you let, say, forgiveness. You forgive someone. You're letting go of those emotions.
Yes.
This is an example.
He doesn't.
You feel lighter. Well, that's that. Well, that's not
You know
nice.
What? We should make a bed out of that for him to sleep on.
Nice. Although that's not.
This,
that's,
I sleep with it under my pillow. It's very calming. I also used to do hospice as a volunteer, and I would give selenite to the patients because it actually brought them peace and comfort. And I said, just don't throw it at your, you know,
yeah.
because they were the stress was coming from the family. But
yeah,
this,
yeah.
I would come in and this would really calm them. So it's very calming, calms anxiety, stress. And that bad boy, AJ, like tonight when you go to bed,
yeah.
take it off again and
put it on top of
it. I'm
so as I sleep, just leave it sitting on that.
Yeah, you can also have
all
it
night long.
Phone.
So it's like AJ to go to the Durham Fair, buy this little bracelet. Or
necklace
yes. that looks cool.
Yep.
And it turns out it's like a nuclear reactor.
Right.
Of energy.
Well, you don't
of
know
human
who's been
energy.
Touching it, Chaz.
Right.
Everyone
it was in
the...
a rack with a bunch of other ones, and there are people eating corn dogs and whatnot touching it.
No,
so.
I mean, I agree with you. It looks cool.
Yeah.
But you weren't cleaning the stone.
I had no idea I had to.
Well, so you can't know
we're talking about all these things that have happened to you since you got it.
Right, just a couple things.
But you can't know what you don't know.
Four hernia surgeries.
Yes.
The diverticulitis.
Where are you at now? How are you feeling now? Not since you put that on, just in general, with all that stuff you had going on.
I do have some back pain. The back pain's all due to the front pain. It's a whole thing.
Yeah. He broke his toe.
Right. The stove broke. Also, I'm going through the podcast. There's a lot of stuff that's happened to AJ.
Can anyone call in and tell us the last six years?
And AJ, this is the last 6 months. That was April you were telling us about your stove broken.
Oh, yeah.
Your porch fell apart.
Your deck fell apart.
Yeah, my life fell apart.
Okay, what's good that happened? Can we talk about what's
good? A tree fell on your car.
That's what it was.
Yes.
That's what it was. That's what I was trying to remember in the driveway.
A tree fell on my car,
right. What? Then something happened with the truck. You drove off the highway. You fell asleep while you were driving and drove off.
That's kind of scary. That's not even something
I fell asleep
with
the wheel, yeah. And I straightened out part of Route 8.
Right.
What?
Yeah. Then didn't you damage the truck recently with something? Some other... something else you did.
I hit a garbage can and busted one of the wheel well flare wheel wells.
Okay.
Yeah. So that was in the last 6 years. So I only had the truck about 4 years so far.
Right. Goodness. The truck had to go back a couple times.
Yeah.
And then you had to have the frame welded.
Yes. The entire frame was rotted.
It's
out.
Like a million things.
Yes.
Since you got that.
Right.
All right, Chaz, what has happened to you since we're all picking on AJ over here? Has anything
I didn't buy
to
one
you?
Of those stones. I've had like the best, the last 6 years have been like the best 6 years of
I
my
love
life.
That
yeah, you
for
have
you.
Been.
That's
you,
awesome.
You've had good times.
Okay.
Yep.
What is positive that has happened for you, AJ?
Positive.
Let's not focus on the negative stuff. Let's focus on the positive
I got
stuff,
you.
Right?
All we right. gotta. Doing more comedy shows. My comedy is going very well. My stand-up.
Love that.
So
that's that.
I bought a Corvette.
But just think how it's going to go now that thing is clean.
Yeah, right? It's cleansed now, but I'm serious. Every time. So my store, and when people come in and, you know, and they're touching all the crystals, they got their hands all over it, I will go through and sage my store, and people actually thank me.
I had no idea.
Because I say, sage is also antimicrobial. I don't get sick.
Okay.
I really don't. I also take
care of
my body.
Where does that begin? When you trace back sage, where did someone on the planet say, what year was it?
Native Americans. It goes way back. This isn't something.
They had some knowledge.
Yes, they did.
And people say new age. It's not new age. This is all old age. This stuff has been around for millennia, and people are just waking up to it now, and that's fine. But a lot of people also attach fear to things that they don't understand. And that's fine, too. There's no judgment. But it's like, if you don't know what you're talking... Like, I have Moldavite in my bra right now. And a lot of...
Yeah, what?
He's like, what? Because Moldavite helps the heart chakra. It also brings... helps you with manifesting what you want to happen. It's a meteorite that landed in the Czech Republic 15 million years ago.
Wow.
And people, it depends where they're at in their life.
Would guys put it in their underwear?
They do whatever they want. I have no idea. I just know me personally. I want it close to my heart. I also have Aqua Aura in there, which helps with communication. It's blue. Blue is your throat chakra also. Hmm. Do you guys know about chakras, energy centers?
No. And to be honest with you, we're at the end of the break now.
Okay.
But I find this fascinating.
Yeah,
and then
we're
gonna see if AJ if his life turns around.
I'm gonna play lottery later.
You should.
Man, wouldn't that be something?
That'd be awesome.
I would love that for you.
Chaz did win the lottery in that 6 year span.
That's right.
Wait, you did?
I won the lottery.
Yes.
Okay.
And I first time played it, right?
Yeah, basically.
Yep.
Funny.
I was one number off from multiple millions of dollars.
Yep.
And I think I won like $9,000.
That's still great. That's more than I've ever won.
That's still really good.
That's more than I've ever won, period.
It's been a very split experience over the last 6 years between you and AJ.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes,
well,
that
was things are going to get better because you're going to raise your vibration.
Nice.
You're not going to focus on all the negative. When you go to a buffet, do you focus on the food you don't want to eat or the food you do want to eat?
The stuff I want to eat. Okay.
Exactly. When you go to a restaurant, do you order what you want or you order the sad salad or what you don't want?
First choice, yes.
Exactly.
Yes,
so you need to be focusing on what you want, not what you don't want, or you're going to get more of the BS.
Okay, yeah, I don't want BS.
It's your mindset. That's
Andre, sorry we're not going to get to you. I want to thank everyone for posting stuff. And
thank you for having me.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much for coming in.
Zoe says thank you.
Zoe.
She was excellent.
Zoe. Who's a good girl?
She doesn't say much. She's 16, has congestive heart failure.
Uh-oh.
She's my girl.
Teach her the doggy.
Keep her away from that stone, then.
Oh, she's very protected by Mama Angel.
She knows. Right,
we're going to link up to your store on the radio station website, WPLR.com. Jimmy Koplik, Live Nation on. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Lots to talk to you about.
Yes.
About an hour ago, we had a mystic in, and she had a stone, and she, you know, she does the thing with the sage and all that stuff. I'm guessing backstage, you've seen a lot of this stuff for a long time.
You mean a lot of weirdness?
Well, artists who...
getting rid of, like, bad
sage
juju.
Sage, yes. Or special magic stone.
Cleansing. And smudging.
Cleansing, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little spacey. What can I say? Yeah. There's a lot of odd stuff going on. I did it work? Did she tell you something or he tell you something that...
It was a she.
She that was going to happen?
She's from Mystic. She's a mystic from Mystic.
Yes.
AJ bought this stone that he wears around his neck every day.
It's a jade necklace, yeah.
For how many years? 6 years?
6 years now, yeah.
And he hasn't cleansed it.
I didn't know you had to cleanse these things.
Yeah.
And it came to light recently.
He's had a series of unfortunate events happened to him in the last 6 years.
Right.
We're counting it all. And we're like, there might be something to this.
Yeah, Phil has a list. Yeah.
Well, I pay attention when you tell us stories, man. I feel bad for you sometimes.
I appreciate that. Yeah. Thanks so much. Yeah.
She knew right away, though. I feel like it's worth pointing out. She came into the studio, barely even said hello. She was like, I don't even want to touch that thing.
That's right.
Yeah,
I'm used to that.
Really?
She was pointing at AJ. I don't know if she was pointing at the stone.
I'm used to that. I'm so used to that. That's my wheelhouse, actually.
All right, we have Jimmy Koplik from Live Nation on, so let's get right to it here. Jack White, that sellout. Was that record time?
Well, it was record time. It was about 3 minutes, but it was record time because we're computerized now.
Mm.
And... in the older days when we had Billy Joel there, which we considered always, these are underplays. Underplays are like the joy of every promoter. You get an underplay. I think I had three in my life that I can think of where an artist who's an arena or stadium show plays a club or a theater or something like that. We call them underplays. And certainly Jack White, who could easily sell at Oakdale and probably in Bridgeport, could, underplayed by playing Toad's Place on Tuesday. But when we did our underplays in the old days with the Stones in 89 and Billy Joel in 80 and Bob Dylan, I think, was 90, there were no computerized tickets then. We used hard tickets. So the distribution of tickets became much more difficult, more timely. This was all done by computer, so this was definitely the fastest.
Wow.
You've had, all right, so those are the three underplays. So Jack White would be considered your fourth underplay?
Yes, it's the fourth underplay. I will not take credit for Jack White. Kurt Isley, who is a book in our office, put the whole thing together.
Nice. Good job.
But you've had so many shows that maybe when you booked it, it seemed like the right place to put them, but then they took off. And got very hot, and all of a sudden it became an underplay.
Yeah, or the artist that was opening the show became the headliner because the artist got bigger in time before the show actually happened. I think a Bad Company opening up for Edgar Winter at the New Haven Coliseum by the time the show happened, Bad Company was the bigger act. I think of John Mellencamp opening up for Heart at the New Haven Coliseum by the time the show happened. Mellencamp easily should have been the headliner. Peter Frampton opening up for Jay Giles at the New Haven Coliseum. Same thing there. When Def Leppard opened up for Billy Squire, again at the New Haven Coliseum.
Wow.
By the time the show came around, Def Leppard was much bigger than Billy Squire. Now, look, we've had some great shows at Toad's Place, but you know when we had U2 there, U2 was paid $100. They were worth about $100. They were an opening act.
Yeah.
So I don't consider that an underplay. Of course, they got to be one of the biggest bands in the history of music, but at the time they played Toad's Place, they were just beginning.
Okay, but I think I'm gonna add a few to your list here. You had Johnny Cash at Toad's Place. Was that an underplay?
That's an underplay, absolutely.
Wow. Okay.
Underplay, yes.
You had Ray Charles at Toad's, no?
Yes, Ray Charles was an underplay, but... you know, it was a little different. Ray, he was not really selling out theaters at that point, but he certainly was an instant sellout at Toad's Place. But he really wasn't an arena act. I consider an underplay when you have an arena act play a club, something like that.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
It's a bigger step down.
Right.
In attendance.
It's one of those, everyone says, they're playing where?
Yeah, right. The shock.
It's the shock.
Yes, correct. You're absolutely right there.
And people said the show, Jack White at Toad's, was nuts.
That's what I hear. I have to tell you something. Last week when we teased it and you played Seven Nation Army, it's the first time I ever heard the song.
Oh.
No, is that right?
Well, really? Yeah. You're busy.
I had never heard the song before.
You're busy. Yeah.
No, I'm not busy. I'm not of that age. Let's put it that way.
Right.
I listen to new music, but not all new music.
Gotcha.
It's funny because I think that would fall into classic, almost borderline classic rock.
It's getting there, yeah.
It is for sure. But when you're in your mid-70s, it's not quite classic rock anymore. It's still somewhat new to us in our age. I don't think there were too many people in their mid-70s at Toad's that night.
We have to talk to Jimmy about Billy Joel because he did say the last time he was on, he was going to Mohegan Sun to talk to Rod Stewart's manager to get Billy Joel booked there. Then the next thing we hear is Billy Joel's playing Mohegan Sun. We've got to talk to him about a list of things and anything you want to. 203-882-9757, 99.1 PLR. Jimmy Coplick, Live Nation on the show. Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR. We were talking about Jack White playing Toad's Place Tuesday night, and that was, what's it called, Jimmy? An undersold?
Underplay.
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 We were talking about other underplays that you brought to the state, including the Stones at Toad's, Billy Joe at Toad's, Bob Dylan at Toad's. But then Phil mentioned the Foo Fighters at the amphitheater. That is certainly an underplay.
No question about it. They're headlining Soundside this year. 30,000 people there. So.
Did you see that story with Dave Grohl having a baby outside of his marriage?
Just another rock and roll star is all I said.
Yep. Yeah, that's kind of AJ's vibe on all this.
Yep.
It seemed weird to me because he just seemed like the most together rock star that I've ever seen at that level.
Yeah.
Well, you have to... This is not an excuse, but when you're on the road for 3-4 months at a time and you got girls coming up to you all the time, you have to be pretty strong to say no. All the time.
He gets none of the credit for saying it the 10 million, saying no 10 million times.
Yeah, how many he said no to? All right, so one. Now, one slipped.
There are artists that do say no. And I give them a ton of credit, but it's a difficult situation to be in.
Right.
Yes, it's tough to be in. And I'm not using it as an excuse, but I'm just saying I've seen it. I see how the dynamic of the backstage girls wanting to be with rock and roll stars, and it happens. Again, I'm not excusing it in any way, but... I've been doing this 56 years, and I've seen it, 556 times probably.
Or more.
Give or take one or two.
Yeah, that's only in the last 5 years.
I'm guessing that you've been offered various favors for backstage passes.
Yes. Yes. But I always went home to my wife 100% of the time.
Yep. You're a good dude.
It's the way I believe in loyalty. Nothing more important than loyalty.
Now, when you say you went home to your wife, it could be like, well, of course you did. But did anything happen before that?
You can't find one woman out there that could ever say I did.
Good for you, brother.
No problem with that. No.
Good for you.
Yep.
Now, let's go to the phones here. TJ in Rocky Hill, what's your question for Jimmy Coplick?
Good morning, fellas. How morning. You guys doing?
Hello.
Good. Thank you.
Yeah, speaking of Toad's Place, I heard Yngwie Malmsteen's coming through. Do you know when that's going to be?
Yngwie Malmsteen!
We're working on it right now, and hopefully it will be sometime in mid to late December would be my guess, but still too early to tell.
Wow, he's awesome.
fantastic.
He's a great guitar player.
Great guitar player.
Thank you.
And he's toned down his attitude.
He was an awesome interview. I was expecting attitude, but he was an awesome interview.
Very pleasant.
But he went to, he was about to play the Village Pub, a small mini version of Toads on Long Island back when AJ and I were just getting started together.
Yep.
And he saw the size of the place, and he started
he was
yelling.
Not having a good day, no. He started yelling and screaming, I didn't mean AJ Malmsteen! I did not play Dirtbag Bar!
Well, back in 1985, we had AC/DC at the New Haven Coliseum. Today, September 12th of 85, and the opening act was Yngwie Malmsteen.
Nice.
So almost 40 years ago.
Wow.
Right, so he goes from... You know, a lot of people said that he should have been, you know, on the level of Eddie Van Halen and all these
fantastic guitarists.
Fantastic guitar player.
Yep.
But then he walks into the Village Pub, and no disrespect to the Village Pub, but it was a small venue.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's a huge, huge Ritchie Blackmore fan. And I think Ritchie Blackmore might have been there that night tucked away in a corner.
Oh.
Yeah. So he had no idea.
That's where I met Ritchie Blackmore at that club.
Yeah.
Have you ever booked someone, Jimmy, and they get to the place and they're like, I'm not playing here?
I've had artists come and because of various issues ended up not getting on stage. But no, they never because of the room.
Because of various issues.
Right.
What were the issues?
Drug issues. Usually they were drug issues.
Oh. Didn't quite make it.
Or illness issues. Jerry Garcia getting sick at the Coliseum.
Right.
Arrests. Elton John having issues with drugs, both in Hartford and New Haven, and getting on stage and leaving 30 minutes afterwards, or getting on stage an hour late because we had to coerce them to come from the airport and get off the plane.
Right.
So, you know, but never because they didn't like the room. The closest I got was Guns N' Roses at the New Haven Coliseum did not want to play there because there was a sign that said something about drugs are bad or drugs are dangerous that the anti-drug people put up, and the Coliseum stupidly put that up, and it was so anti-concert, the drugs were bad, that when Axel walked in and saw that, he says, I'm not playing with that up there.
Nice.
I don't mind if my fans do drugs. So he wouldn't take the stage. We had to cover up the sign.
Right. Or take it down. One of the two.
That's pretty cool.
And then
cool,
we all
though.
Did drugs.
Right. While doing it.
It seems like a rock and roll moment.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah. And then everybody got backstage and did drugs.
Nice.
Just looking. All right. So we're getting into fall show season, right? Any more announcements coming?
Well, we have a lot, you know, that we just announced. A lot of Mohican Sun shows that we just announced, which is, you know, TSO, which you guys ran an ad on just before the show started.
Yeah.
But, you know, really is amazing how many shows are going on sale that are indoor shows. Blake Shelton at Mohican Sun, Billy Joel.
That's what I've been meaning to ask you about. The last time you were here, you said you were going to see Rod Stewart so you could talk to Billy Joel's manager, who would be there with Rod Stewart. And then, immediately after the weekend, there's the announcement. So what happened?
Hell of a talk. Well,
the truth that happened is that Billy's agent didn't show up to the show and told me the day before. So I said, okay, let's talk now. So, and Tom teed it up beautifully. You know, Tom Cantone had a lot of work done on it. And it was sort of like he put the ball on the tee and all I had to do was swing the golf club.
Nice.
It was that easy. And so Tom deserves a ton of credit for putting this together. And it was settled before Rod Stewart even got to the arena. So
oh, wow.
I said, you know what? I'm going to go see my grandson goes to the University of Hartford. So I ran up to University of Hartford, spent the day with him, and then went home.
Nice.
Never went to Rod Stewart.
Cool.
The Billy Joel show, that is very exciting. So that's just one show.
Yeah, it will be only one show. That's it.
That's it.
I heard Tom sort of tease there might be another show, but there is no other show. It's just one show.
Okay.
One and done, yeah.
Got it.
Yep.
Then Friends of Jimmy.
We actually opened up the renewals early this year because Billy Joel is in February of 2025. So the 2024 members had no access to that show. So what we did is, even though it's early September, we usually don't open up renewals till later in September. We thought it would be only appropriate to offer renewals to the 2024 members so they could buy Billy Joel tickets for 2025, and we had a great reaction.
Cool. So that's renewals. What about new members?
New members, not yet. We give renewals always the first shot.
Oh,
new members
cool.
will be probably in mid to late October, would be my guess.
And can you explain for someone who doesn't know what Friends of Jimmy is, what it is?
Friends of Jimmy is a ticket club that we do out of our Live Nation offices, and we give access to all of our shows that we bring in, Mohican Sun, Oakdale, Bridgeport, the Amphitheater in Bridgeport, Xfinity up in Hartford, whatever we do at the XL Center, at Total Mortgage Arena, wherever we do shows, the ability for the member to buy tickets in advance, not waiting online, not doing anything. We mail them basically an application, fill it out, how many tickets you want, and we'll email you the tickets. It's really that simple. And then we also give about 30 shows a year. We give complimentary tickets to 30 shows a year.
Nice.
Jimmy Koplik, Live Nation on the show. And we're talking about the Grateful Dead on this day in 1991. The Grateful Dead did a show for Jimmy at Madison Square Garden.
Oh, wow.
Yes, one of nine shows that they played the Garden then.
Wow.
Damn.
So what did you think of those numbers from their run at the Sphere?
Well, they were pretty remarkable, no question about it. They did 30 shows, if I remember correctly, and I didn't go. My daughter went. I happened to be in Vegas during that time, but I had other things to do. I couldn't get to the show. So my fingers are crossed that they'll do it again next year.
It was 30 shows, $130 million. They averaged $4.3 million per show.
Whew.
And people went to more than one show.
Nice.
Yeah. And just
remarkable.
To put it in context, when you were working with the Grateful Dead, and you were their tour manager, correct?
Between 91 and 96, I was partners with John Scher, who really deserves the credit. And I certainly was the number two guy behind him putting the tour together.
Nice.
And what were they making per show then, would you say?
Oh, it was, well, ticket prices were crazy low then. And it was actually 1994, 30 years ago, we did a stadium show, a tour with them, with traffic opening up, and tickets were like $35. So you don't make a whole lot of money when the ticket price is only $35.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
The artist's income is dependent on the ticket price that the artist tells us they want. So the fallacy is most of the big shows, we don't set ticket prices. The artist sets the ticket prices because the artist wants to make a certain amount of money. We're just the vessel that tells the public what the ticket price is that the artist wants to charge.
And it's flipped completely upside down. It used to be you make your money off of the albums and the songs,
yeah,
and you're touring to promote the albums. And now basically, you're not even really coming out with new music. People aren't buying new music.
Right.
Or a lot of it. And you make a lot of money on the tours.
Right. They're listening to new music, but they're not buying new music. Because, artists like Zach Bryan, you know, radio stations certainly play them, but you can't buy the CD. You can't buy the album or anything like that. You just stream to listen to it. So it's a different form of listening to music now.
Let's go to Rich on the road. What's your question for Jimmy Koplik?
Morning, guys. How's
morning.
It going?
Good,
okay.
Thanks.
Morning, Jimmy. Just first time calling, so forgive my nerves, I guess. But two related questions. First is Slipknot. They had their anniversary tour. They played MSG, but didn't really play much else. Are there plans for them to come and do a second leg? And then my other question is Lamb of God and Mastodon, will they also be coming through for a second leg? Because they didn't play in this area. They didn't play New York. So what are they coming back through?
I think you're going to see Slipknot come by next summer, and hopefully we'll have them up at Xfinity. Really, it's all up to Corey Taylor what they do. If Corey's in the mood, they tour. If he's not in the mood, they don't tour. And hopefully he'll come around next summer. As far as Lamb of God and Mastodon, great tour. We tried to get a date in Connecticut, couldn't do it. It's too short. I think you'll see a second tour sometime late winter, early spring.
Sweet. Then I was looking forward to seeing them. It's unfortunate that they kind of avoided the major markets, it seems like. I guess while I'm on the line, have you heard anything about AC/DC coming back through for next summer?
We almost got through a whole show without being asked about AC/DC.
Yep,
almost. We almost made it.
Almost.
But that's okay.
I may as well. I may as well.
It's okay.
It popped up in my mind.
No. Fair enough. I think you're going to see them tour next summer. I have no inside word whatsoever. But I think they're going to hit the States next year.
And do you think they'd come to Connecticut?
No, I think they'll play stadiums.
Gotcha. They'll come here to pee on the way over.
No matter where they play, I will travel across the sun to see them. Yeah. That is the
across
one.
The sun. Whoa. Damn.
Have you seen them?
I have not.
Oh,
I have not.
Okay.
That is
bucket list.
One of the only bands I have not seen.
Jimmy's been a big advocate of when they come around, go see them because they might not come back.
Same here. I've never seen them. Yeah.
All right. Thank you, man. Great call.
I almost went to Europe. Thank you, guys.
All right.
Last time I saw them, I was almost taken away in handcuffs.
Really?
Yeah. Was that the last time?
Yeah, it was the last time at the Harvard Civic Center,
Is that why they... Is that the real reason why they won't come to Connecticut? Because you're
Not at all. I was the one getting thrown in jail, not them.
They felt bad about it.
No, you're like, I'm never having those guys back here again.
They felt bad about it.
They were right. I was in trouble because I stood up for them. That's all. So, it was a definite tough pyro law back in the 80s that no longer exists. And I gave them the okay to shoot the pyro off, and because I gave them the okay, I was the one that was going to jail. And they put me in handcuffs.
Oh. The only time in your life you've been in handcuffs that we know of.
Not by choice.
What about Rentschler Field? Is it, when some of these acts come around, you think, man, I might be able to pull them into Connecticut. Will you use Rentschler for that?
We looked into it, and the truth is Rentschler is too small and the costs are too large, and we just are still trying to fit, a 10-pound something into a 5-pound bag.
Right.
And it's very difficult to it's very expensive to do business in Connecticut, and it really is a stadium of only 30,000 isn't really big enough to handle all the expenses. The artists can make a lot more money playing bigger stadiums and bigger markets.
That's our, it's nice living in Connecticut, but the issue is they could play Boston and New York and draw from both halves of the state.
Right.
Why not just do that?
Yeah, with bigger state, Gillette's much bigger, and Citi Field and MetLife are much bigger, so they go to those venues rather than us. Fenway is bigger, not much bigger, but Fenway has an image that people want to play.
Getting the Foo Fighters at the amphitheater, any chance of that happening again?
Not now, because it's all about Soundside as far as we're concerned with the Foo Fighters. It's all about Soundside.
Right.
That's what we're concentrating on.
John in Virginia.
Good morning.
Morning.
Hello, Jimmy. I had tickets for the Toad's Place show for Jack White in my basket and was checking out, and I got bounced out because I didn't have a local zip code. And you had a will call policy, which I thought was the policy for getting tickets, where just did my schedule because I was in the area from out of town. I'm trying to find out, is there a way I can legitimately get tickets to some of these shows where I'm not local?
That's a good question. I'm sure this is in place for scalpers. There a way that people out of state can, legitimate people can buy tickets out of state?
I don't know why they couldn't. I buy tickets to New York shows all the time. I go to New York. I don't go to Connecticut because I'm working Connecticut shows, so I go to New York. So I'm not sure why you ran into a problem.
John, because we're running out of time here, can Phil grab your number and I'll pass it off to Jimmy, and he'll have Jimmy, if you don't mind, one of the Live Nation people call him.
It wasn't Ticketmaster. It would have to be Toad's Place that handles it because they don't use Ticketmaster.
Oh.
It must be the Toad's Place ticketing system that cause that problem. So I would suggest them calling Toad's Place.
Okay. John, did you hear that? Call Toad's Place, brothers. All right, Jimmy. Thank you so much, man.
Thanks, Jimmy.
You got it, guys.
All right.
Oh, boy. It's time for Dumbass News.
What?
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News. Dumbass.
They're eating the dogs, the people that came in. They're eating the cats. They're eating the pets of the people that live there.
Hmm. I had the most fun watching the videos that people made.
Yeah.
To that audio.
Right.
Just the faces on the dogs and the cats. Like, what?
Like, huh?
And if they timed it out right where the dog seemed casual, and then, you know, the first one.
They're eating the dog.
And the dog goes, what? When it gets to the cat line, you see the most nervous cat, like, ah. Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
That stuff entertains me.
Right.
I just love it. I love those people who make that stuff.
TikTok.
Okay. Video appears to show a 19-year-old mayor drinking at a bar and acting inappropriately.
You're a dumbass. You're a dumbass.
I don't think you're supposed to be in a bar if you're 19.
No, you're not.
Number one, bona fide first class. You're a dumbass. You're a dumbass.
And guess where it happened?
Crazy stories, crazy place. That's Florida.
Yep. Let's go to Florida. Here's the news report.
Tonight, there are growing concerns about videos posted on social media that appear to show Edgewater's mayor drinking in a bar and acting inappropriately.
Edgewater's mayor.
What was that in the background?
That's him.
They'll come back to it.
Yeah, you'll,
good. It's worth waiting for.
They'll circle back, yeah.
Okay.
And acting inappropriately.
Edgewater's mayor, though, is just 19 years old. Channel 9 Volusia County reporter Demi Johnson is live at City Hall. And Demi, you went to the city to try to get a response.
I did, Martha, and because Mayor Diesel DePew is an elected official, he's not
Mayor DePew?
Diesel DePew.
Diesel DePew.
Yeah, I picture like a really well worked out skunk. I am Diesel DePew.
I am Mayor DePew.
Where are you, darling?
An elected official. He's not technically a city employee, so a city spokesperson told us to go directly to him for answers.
I like they're like, we don't claim him. Just go to him. We don't claim him.
Go talk to him. Go talk to him.
He didn't respond to our request. Now, we do want to be clear, Mayor Diesel DePew is not facing any charges, and we, of course, can't prove that he's doing anything illegal in the videos we're about to show you. This video shows 19-year-old Edgewater Mayor Diesel DePew dancing while sitting at a table. The person who recorded it gave us permission to use it and claims DePew was underage drinking in a bar.
I need alcohol!
They also shared...
Wait a minute.
That's him.
Oh.
Every mayor is yelled at some point.
That is fantastic. Right, that seems like something a mayor would say, like on a snow day.
Right,
but he's in.
I need alcohol.
Right.
How's the budget process going, Mayor?
I need alcohol.
Yeah. Okay.
Did you meet with city leaders?
I need alcohol.
Did you watch the debate this week?
I need alcohol.
They're eating dogs and cats.
I need alcohol.
Maybe he means rubbing alcohol.
Right.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
It does sound like he's in pain. Maybe
yeah,
he's got to clean out. Yeah.
Right. It's a boo-boo. Yeah.
A boo-boo.
I've got a boo-boo. Yes.
Wow.
He's got some crap friends, though. That's for sure.
Right.
Right.
Jesus. You record and go right to the news? Yeah. God, you can use it.
Is he looking into the camera?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, and this one he is.
I didn't see the video.
Yeah, but when he's like, I need alcohol. I mean, he's in a car by himself, and he's looking right at the camera like, I need alcohol!
Oh, he's in the car.
He's in the car, yeah.
He might be looking, but he's not processing.
Yeah.
He sounds hammered.
Yeah. I don't think he's driving. It looks like he's in a passenger seat, and he just says, I need alcohol! Like a party boy, you know? My problem is his mayor for the last 2 years.
That's the problem? Yeah, that's the problem
yeah.
right there.
Yeah. He's elected at 17. When you elect a 17-year-old mayor, this is what's going to happen.
Yeah, that's true. It's Florida, and he's 17.
Seriously.
Like, did you people not do the math on this?
For God's sake.
I need alcohol!
Plus, he's running part of Florida.
Who the hell was he running? Who lost to this guy?
But that person needs alcohol.
That person
right.
needs the alcohol.
Yes.
Do we want to hear the rest of the report, or...
No, there's good stuff here, I think.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
They also shared this video with us. The mayor can be heard screaming, "I need alcohol." And in one last clip, you can see the mayor sitting on a couch, holding a drink in his hand while making what the person behind the camera calls lewd gestures and using racial slurs.
Oh, not
good. A city spokesperson told Eyewitness News in an email that the city has no knowledge of Mayor DePue acting inappropriately or violating any laws while acting in his official capacity as mayor.
Not while acting mayor.
Right, right.
But this might happen off hours. But we can't answer to that.
Exactly. When he's off work, you know, kick him a couple beers.
Yeah, a 19-year-old's got to unwind.
Exactly right. Yeah, it's video games or drinking. One of the two.
What were the racial slurs?
I didn't see.
Yeah.
No idea.
I can't answer those for
no
you.
No idea.
Hmm.
But there's another recliner pointing to his crotch.
Remember those endless summer days that felt like they just last forever? Sun rays kiss your skin, grass tickles your toes as you bite into the creamy popsicle melting in your hand. Pure, unbothered bliss. Capture more sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. This nostalgic vanilla flavor with notes of candied orange can help keep you hydrated while savoring your favorite golden hour moments. No matter how hot your summer gets, just one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates you better than water alone. It's 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, with 8 vitamins and nutrients for refreshing on-the-go hydration. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout. That's code INDULGE20 at liquidiv.com.
Hey everybody, it's Nicole Byer here with some hot takes from Wayfair. A cozy corduroy sectional from Wayfair? Yeah, that's a hot take. Go on and add it to your cart and take it. A pink glam nightstand from Wayfair? Scalding hot take. Take it before I do. A mid-century modern cabinet from Wayfair that doubles as a wine bar? Do I have to say it? It's a hot take. Get it at Wayfair.com and enjoy that free shipping too.
Wayfair, every style, every home.